producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm all alone tonight. Oh, no. We got a story about being lonely, though. We do. Relates to the immune system. Now, I'm not that lonely tonight, actually. I'm doing well. Super Don is on his way to Louisiana, and we might hear from him. I'm not counting on it. If we get an update from the road, I just don't want to hear any, yeah, Robert, I did that flat tire thing you did the other day. No, not while you're on the road. No, far from home. That's not the time to do that. So, all for a safe journey for Super Don heading toward Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving week, if you've got some gratitude to share, I want to hear from you, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-BELL, or just put it up at robertscottbell.com. Op-Ed has already put the notes out there. And in fact, we're going to hear from Op-Ed later today on the Paris Climate Summit. Is he a millennial? Because he is a millennial, I shouldn't say that. But is he a millennial who buys the Al Gore religion of climate change? Used to be known as global warming. We're going to query Op-Ed on that, and my assistant producer. And also, he's going to report to us on the latest out of Syria. Turkey shot down, evidently, a Russian fighter plane. Are we on the brink of World War III? Will cooler heads prevail? We're going to talk to Ed about that as well. We also have Stephen Huer, a guy who I'd like to hang out with on Thanksgiving, any holiday. He's just such a great guy. And we're going to talk about some updates on One World Way for the holidays. And for now, we're going to open. You know what? I got to open with. My wife said last night after the show, you were talking about female superheroes like you don't like them. And I know you like female superheroes, she said. And I said, yeah, I know. It was a story that Super Don found about women who are drinking more like men, how the differences between men and women in terms of alcohol consumption is diminishing. And it set me off momentarily. And I didn't really have time. It was the end of the hour, the last story of the hour, and I didn't have time to go into detail on what I really meant. She knew what I meant, but I didn't have time to. If you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you'll think I'm a sexist cad. How dare you speak ill of women superheroes? You don't think women can do stuff, right, too? No, that's not what I wanted to say. To complete my thought, I figured I better do it so I don't lose all my female listeners from yesterday if they thought, oh, Robert had turned on us. I did not, I promise you. What instigated the thought in that moment, and I had it only in that moment, was this idea that women were, you know, drinking more like men. And I remember what men drink like, you know, the college days, the college haze days. I mean, the binge drinking, how much can you drink? I mean, you get wild, you get reckless. I'm thinking, okay, the thought occurred to me that, you know what, we have enough men doing stupid things. We got enough testosterone driving us into World War III or other kinds of warfare. And my thought in it was welling up in me is like, ladies, do not try to be like men. It's not that awesome. We're not that great. We talk about the heart of healing, and I say this recognizing that each individual, each one of us, has masculine and feminine aspects. Yes, even. I don't know. Think about The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Oh, man. No, he's got sensitivities. And it doesn't mean that if you have feminine sensitivities coming through as a man that you're gay or not. Doesn't mean, I'm just saying, women have masculine sensitivities too, if I can call them that. Because like women have testosterone, right? But I guess the point was, looking at how men have wonked up the universe, planet Earth, I'm not saying that women wouldn't screw it up too. They have potential, right? But I'm just saying that there's a beauty to being a woman, and I'm not saying in superficial, skin-deep beauty. I'm just talking about there's a beauty to experience of being a man. And I'm probably digging myself deeper. I'll find out after the show tonight. But I want to clarify that women superheroes are awesome too. But as they're portraying them as manly drunks, I am not too fond of that portrayal. I don't want women to be like men. And I've said this to my risk, that women who go into the field of medicine, it's a male-dominated profession, patriarchal, masculine-focused, as it's turned into the 20th and 21st century. Very masculine-dominated profession. Intuition is it's largely frowned upon. The kind of interaction with patients that you don't have time to do, that comes from a more feminine component, even for men. That sensitivity as a healer. If you are a genuine healer, that sensitivity is a very critical part. And, of course, women tend to express that or experience that. Perhaps maybe it's more their nature. And again, I'm stepping in deep. I'm risking, you think women are only this and men are only that. That's not what I'm saying. Listen to the words or feel the words coming out of my mouth. Because you can't read my lips right now. I'm not on video. But the idea that we need women to be more like men, no. If anything, we need men to be a little... Well, no, I'm not going to say that. Just men be men, right? And find that, strike that balance, if you will. Be true to who you are. I mean, if you're a Ronda Rousey or whoever the woman is that beat her in the ring and that's what you want to do, follow your bliss. I would not dissuade you from that. But women, you have a lot more power than you think. If men rule the world, all you got to do is withhold something. And things will change. I'm just saying. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, say no more. And I shall say no more because I will get into bigger trouble. See, Super Don's not here to keep me in check tonight. So it could be a dangerous broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check the links at robertscottbell.com and you will learn some things tonight. ODs, prescription drugs, more dangerous than guns. Without a doubt, it's not even close. This article from Natural News, something we covered, I think, a week ago, but I wanted to revisit it today. Because as much as we believe that there's a place for all kinds of medicine, including allopathic medicine, the place is not to be on all drugs all the time for everything. In fact, the only time to use a drug is in a crisis, in a life-threatening situation. Otherwise, it can become a life-threatening situation by virtue of taking the drug. Prescription drugs and overdose deaths account for, combined, and this would include some street drugs like heroin, but a lot of the opiates that are FDA approved, 13.9 deaths per 100,000. Whereas the gun accidents, like accidents to guns, it doesn't even rank. It's 0.2 for every 100,000. Now, if we go to the death rate due to prescription drugs alone, let's remove all the illicit street drugs, and we've got a rate of 7.2 per 100,000. How does that compare to gun homicide? This is not guns going off by themselves. These are people that use guns in the act of murder. 3.6 per 100,000. Prescription drugs are twice as likely to kill you than someone with a gun that's intent on killing you. And the thing is, the doctors, for the most part, are not intent on killing you, yet they're killing you at a rate double those who want to kill you with a gun. Do you follow me here? This is an important thing, but there's no congressional hearings on this. In the meantime, you've got Obama telling you at Thanksgiving time, talk to your family and your friends about gun control. No, what we should talk about with our family and friends is eliminating the FDA and wiping out the monopoly for patent medicines, which, of course, would devastate a bulk of the economy that is running through a drugged nation and a drugged planet. And then we have adults in their 50s, the largest age group in any of the age groups that they looked at, are in opioid treatment programs. And this is for street drugs as well as
the prescription drugs for pain. And I'm thinking about who's in their 50s right now. For the most part, it's the youngest of the baby boomers, the last of the baby boomers before it switched to Generation X. What happened there that they're all on drugs or in drug rehab? Maybe they started catching wind of the great glory of the 20th century and all the advancements were made, and it wasn't really as fulfilling as they thought it would be. The chasing of material goods. And they're doing more drugs than anybody in their 50s. By the way, if we talk about disease as a cause of death, particularly heart disease, that number is not X per 100,000, unless you want to say it's 25,000 per 100,000, but we boil that down to 1 in 4. We reduce that. Car accidents, 10.7 out of 100,000. Again, I'm telling you, don't talk about guns unless it is, hey, which gun do you want to get for your protection and defense and for your First Amendment protected rights to defend against tyrannical government? Then talk about guns. Otherwise, you should be talking about drugs and how to get off of them. With that, do we have my good friend Stephen Huer on the line yet? Do we have Stephen Huer ready? Daniel? Okay, see if you can pull him in. I'm just anxious to talk to my good friend here. If we can catch him before the break, that'd be great. But I want you to think about that. Those numbers are not those lies, damn lies, and statistics. I mean, these things are from, you know, let's say, mainstream accepted sources that are not arguable. Prescription drugs killing at double the rate of people with guns who are trying to kill you. And as I say, I'm not telling you that doctors are trying to kill you, but even when they're not trying to, by writing that prescription pad, which is much more dangerous and deadly than the bullets that are in the gun, because it kills at double the rate based on those who intend to kill you with firearms. I know it's stunning to consider. Right now, we're almost up on a break. I wanted to get Stephen in sooner, but that's okay. Stephen, you are my friend.
Hello, Robert.
I was just saying, the one guy I would love to hang out with for Thanksgiving or any holiday, because you're such a good dude, such a great guy. And I called you earlier today. you're so kind. I called you today. I said, hey, can you hang out with me even for a few minutes just to update us as we head into the holiday weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the update is that I guess One World Way is on sale starting on Friday through Monday. So, and everything on our website is on sale. All the products are 15% off.
Okay, this was big news, folks. Some of my favorite supplements, including my favorite One World Way, which I got 2 buckets last time. I'm down to 1. So, yeah, I'm going to have to order soon, too. So there's a big deal going on for our favorite protein-based supplement. Special it is. OneWorldWay.com. Stephen Huer will join us and talk more about that and any other updates we can get from him, because he's got a good heart, speaking of good hearts, right? All right, gratitude coming out to you. We're going to be back after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, my good friend, Stephen Huer. And he's been a great friend and supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years here. And you all know him because of the wonderful One World Way that we all love. And my buddy Ty Bollinger and his family, they have it every day, too. And they have a great deal at Synergistic Nutrition coming up Black Friday through the weekend. I wanted him to tell you about. But first and foremost, Stephen, I opened talking about the fact that drugs are, you know, double the danger, if you will, than in people with guns who intend to kill you. I mean, this is a stunning statistic, but I was drawing it right out of the mainstream media in this regard, and they can't see that what's really the great danger.
That's excellent. You brought that and brought that perspective to that subject. I mean, I remember the old statistics that I'd always quote out of John Barron's book. I think it was called Lessons from the Miracle Doctors or something like that. And he said that conservatively, it's like 700,000 people are being killed with prescription drugs annually, and only maybe 100,000 or over 100,000 are reported. And that was his estimate. So that's supposedly more than all the wars combined that the United States Army and Marines have all been involved in. It's like more deaths from prescription drugs correctly taken than any of the all the cumulative deaths from men that have died in war.
Well, is it any wonder that, you know, the growth over the years we've been doing this of the dietary supplement industry has been so tremendous? Although even as difficult as it is to market a dietary supplement because of the restrictions on freedom of speech,
yeah,
the people are demanding this because, you know, even though the regular media that's funded by Big Pharma is loath to mention this, you know, people want things that are not likely to kill them.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. More people are waking up, and more people are, you know, moving away from pharmaceuticals and moving towards natural, I just call it nature's pharmacy.
Yes.
And, good. That's really nice to see. It's just, it takes so long for people to be I guess, get confident in something that they weren't raised to understand. It's just, it's new to a lot of people.
Yeah, it is, and we're growing all of the time with the new reach across the globe, and people are coming into this. And, you know, I encourage people to listen to archives. There are hundreds and hundreds, I mean thousands of hours, I'm not exaggerating now, of archives. In fact, many interviews with Stephen on many different topics, giving you options that you wouldn't normally hear about, whether you're dealing with XYZ ailment or ABC ailment. And if you go, you know, if you click, go to One World Way, it's linked up in the show notes today, oneworldway.com, and you go there, and it's almost overwhelming, Stephen, the amount of information that you have basically collated, brought together as it relates to the products that can help people.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like a labor of love. I've done it for a long time. The fact that supplements sort of resurrected me from a state of ill health and suffering to, you know, getting windows of better health and going, wow, what else is possible? And then learning more and continuing the journey and sharing it with other people. My goal is that I'd like to see everyone so healthy that we don't need supplements anymore, that food is actually, you know, grown to have all this potency it's supposed to have, and that we can all stop being, you know, these doctors to try and get people well. We can move on to other you know, occupations.
Yeah, it would be nice, but we recognize too, in order for people to get that healthy, the supplements are necessary now because of the depletion of minerals in the food, so it becomes a necessity even if you're eating well.
Yes, exactly. And I've been trying to convince people of that for a long time. That, you know, the older people, it's harder to convince them because they were raised with food only and don't think twice about it. That's all they do. But, yeah, I mean, ultimately I say that if you want to be healthy, as healthy as you're capable of being, supplementation is essential nowadays.
Yeah, it really is. And so if we talk about the favorite of One World Way, I don't mean to limit you because there's so many things that you have there that have helped you, you've researched on and put into practice. But to take advantage of the discount, that doesn't happen every day. That's why I wanted you on to say, wow, this is a big announcement. Friday after Thanksgiving through the weekend. Is that my correct assumption?
Yeah, all the way through till Monday. So, you know, I would take advantage of it because One World Way is yeah, it's a pretty potent product. I mean, if I were to, as a practitioner of 25 years and having worked with, you know, some of the most expensive and I'd say considered the most effective at that time, mercury detox protocols, you know, if you're talking about heavy metal removal and chemical detoxification or drug removal, that process is fairly expensive if you go through other alternative methods, you know, nutraceutical-type products that are out there. They're very expensive. They don't even come close to the degree of detoxification power that your body acquires from turning on all the cells of your body's ability to produce glutathione, which is what One World Way helps you to do.
Yeah, so, and there's Stephen, there's almost nobody that's not walking around with a mercury burden or a heavy metal burden of some kind. So
that's right.
I encourage you all, make this part of your daily regimen. We do here in the Bell family household, and Bollinger's as well, or Buddy Ty in the family. Stephen, I appreciate you being here. OneWorldWay.com, also 888-988-3325. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Thank you,
Happy
Robert.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Okay, I hope you're not alone, or, well, alone's not so bad, but lonely is different during these holidays. I'm lonely today because there's no Super Don. My good buddy Super Don. No, he's on the way to Louisiana for the holidays, and we may hear from him. I don't know. But being alone is not the same as being lonely. The question is, why would you be lonely? Or how's your likelihood of suffering from a viral versus a bacterial infection if you're lonely? A According to this article, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, lonely, you may be more likely to get sick. Now, I don't know that that's big news. What is interesting about this news is how they differentiate between viral issues and bacterial issues. They say loneliness may be a health risk and can even increase a person's risk of premature death, studies have shown. But the reason for the link hasn't been clear. Now researchers have found one way that loneliness may affect a person's health. It may trigger cellular changes that might lower a person's ability to fight viral infections. Now the thing is, they're not committal here. As you notice, the language that they use, it may and it might. I mean, the thing is, if they acknowledge this, if they say it will and it does, right? Suddenly now it changes the game for what a virus is or what a viral infection is. Because if you're susceptible to viral infections because you're lonely, isn't that interesting? I mean, I guess loneliness kind of indicates that you're alone. I know that people can be lonely in a sea of people, in a city of people, if they have no friends, that kind of thing. But if you think about loneliness, you're kind of a little bit more isolated, probably not interacting with folks as much as you would think in terms of susceptibility, or maybe not even susceptibility, but exposure to so-called viral infections. And yet they're saying that there are specific things that happen when you're lonely that make you more vulnerable to these viral infections over bacterial infections. Now this, in my mind, it begs the question of what a viral infection is, in fact. Because loneliness is an internal state. It's not an external state, even though we might claim that it's external because we don't have friends. But loneliness, that isolation feeling, that feeling disconnected, it starts from that inner state of disconnect. And I've talked a lot about, over the years, how do you connect to the source of all sources? And just as there are 1,000 ways to detoxify the liver, there may be even more ways to connect to the source of all sources, although people will argue, no, this is the only way, and this is the best way, and this is my way, it's not your way. Whatever, dude. I'm just here to say vitamin L is part and parcel to that issue. And if you can't love yourself, then find a way to, I don't know, do. This is the time, the season, Thanksgiving. Invite somebody who doesn't have a family over for the holidays, for Thanksgiving. Even if you're going to have a Thanksgiving salmon, just make sure it's not GMO instead of a turkey, whatever you're going to have. Or if you're going for the vegan version of whatever it's called. Do they still make tofurkies? I don't know. But that service to others, you find someone who is maybe in a more lonely situation than you are, bring them in, do that good deed, a mitzvah, we call that. And that can open your heart to a little bit less loneliness in that moment. Now, sometimes it isn't necessarily about having somebody physically over, but it even is in terms of the energy of prayer, the energy of connectedness through energy. That's another thing you can do through prayerful meditation, contemplation, these kinds of things that deepen a connection with source, whatever that source is for you. But in this case, clearly, if you are claiming and feeling to loneliness, and I'm not saying you're not feeling it, that's not the point of this, but that you are vulnerable for certain viral manifestations that you might not even catch. Now, granted, stopping viral replication can be done. We know how to do it, for instance, with bioactive silver hydrosol. It stops viral replication. We can do a lot of things to modulate immunity. I'm taking Carnivora. I take beta-1-3-D glucan from Better Way Health as well. These things are all going to strengthen immunity and help us keep these things in check. We talk about the use of selenium to keep cellular integrity in check. But remember, the emotional state has so much power that even if you do all of the right things from a dietary perspective, it can overwhelm. The emotional state can overwhelm the physical body, deplete it, make it vulnerable and susceptible. So they go into patterns of gene expression changing, inflammatory response changing because of your emotional state. Could it be that you don't catch disease, but you create it from within? Could this be more evidence that gene expression is not due to some unlucky scenario from a previous generation that gave you a gene that says you're stuck with this, this is your pattern, you don't get to change it. Because depression runs in my family, right? You can probably, everybody can point to somebody or maybe a few people who have. Will it mean that you will necessarily be depressed as well? I'm not giving the answer here. I mean, some of you already know some of these answers as well, but you can call in if you'd like. I'm going to see if we have a number handy here. Well, Patrick will find a number for GCN tonight in case the other one's not working. But robertscottbell.com for the show notes. The links are in the show notes. We got a lot of cool stuff yet to come, including a discussion with a millennial op-ed on the climate change summit coming up in Paris and the Syrian conflagration, including Russia and Turkey. Are we headed into World War III? I guess that's enough to make you kind of a little bummed out and depressed. And that's where we go, enough men already. You know, the men are primarily doing this. Now, Hillary, she has also proven herself to be somewhat of a neocon warmonger in her career. So it isn't exclusive to men. But as I said, manifesting masculine traits in a woman, it's part and parcel to who we are as humans. You know, we have both sides. And for her, her perspective, her dream to be president or whatever it is, she had to somehow accelerate her will to dominate, her will to overrun, to run roughshod like a man would tend to do, being more masculine than feminine. And I'm not making a judgment on it except to say, women, do you really want to do that? Do you really? I'm just asking. Get back to me on that. By the way, that study was published Monday in the journal PNAS, P-N-A-S. Not penis, penis. Okay, those are going into the difference between men and women some more here. Well, this could and should lead us to a different direction at this point. I need a switch of gears here.
Prostitutes on the left hand side. Prostitutes on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, let's go to Alaska. I know it's not the warmest place right now, although the people are very warm-hearted. One of the oldest affiliates I've had, KENI in Alaska. Great place, great people. They could become, according to this article, the Amsterdam of the United States. Yes, that's right, a little different than the other states that have made cannabis fully legal. They're talking about establishing the ability to have, like, I don't know how many of you have been to Amsterdam, but they have these, I think they're called coffee shops, where it's not just coffee. You know, you're picking out the different kinds of weed or cannabis you want to try. And so far, no state in the nation here, even those that have gone fully legal, have set something like that up. So maybe they're looking for another reason for tourists to come to Alaska. You know, how are they going to outpace Colorado or Washington or Oregon, for instance, or the District of Columbia, for that matter? So when Alaska voters approved Measure 2, they agreed to the banning of the consumption of marijuana in public. But the problem is that the initiative doesn't really define the term public, only that it includes businesses that are open to the community. So you may be able to set up hash clubs where you can go and, you know, have coffee or tea or a different kind of tea. And that's an interesting thing, the idea of adults coming together and going, hey, let's check out this kind, let's check out this kind. I mean, how different is it really than going to a bar and, you know, picking out the well or the, I don't know what they call it, the well drinks or the cheap ones, and then there's the premiums. See how plugged into that? I'm so uncool. That's why I talk about the women who wanted to drink like men. It's going back so far in my memory. It's been a long time since I've been around any of that. But Alaska could be the new Amsterdam, interestingly enough. I guess that means Heineken's going to have to move to Alaska as well. Oh, man. All right, so that's it for the cannabis update. I will say thanks to our good friends at CannaVest, CannaVest.com. In fact, I was just talking to a medical doctor this morning. We were talking about different ways to address Lyme disease and neurological degradation diseases, and I can't help but bring up the science of CBD. The neuroprotective and neuroregenerative properties of CBD. And she was just greatly intrigued and hadn't heard about it. You know, and I'm not surprised. I mean, how many of these doctors have time anymore, if they're working in infectious disease, to read and scour the literature on different aspects of other diseases? And, of course, infectious disease can relate to neurological degradation. We've seen evidence of virus, bacteria, fungal attacks on nerve cells in MS and other things. So we're talking about CBD. I said it's one of those amazing substances because of the way it protects the neurological system and may even help to regenerate neurological integrity. So those of you who are thinking along those lines, cannavest.com, and you can enter the code RSB15. That's for Robert Scott Bell, RSB15. You will get 15% off. But what I'm really encouraging you to do, whether you're a doctor or not, carry it in your office or go to your local health food store, mom and pop store, and say, we need to have access to the CBD here in our community. Because you know how badly the feds want to stop you accessing something that could preclude the perceived need of anti-anxiolytic drugs. Those things that are just nasty in the psychiatric profession that can bring on more anxiety, homicidal and suicidal ideation and tendencies. We can eliminate a lot of that with something called CBD. So contact our friends at Cannavest, CannaVest.com. All right, what's the latest on the E. coli scare at Chipotle? Well, the answer to that is not Chipotle. It's something entirely different. In fact, it's a place where more people get their organic food in the United States than anywhere else. But they don't mention the word organic in the article about E. coli. Why or why not? After the break, we're going to give you an E. coli update. You won't hear in this way anywhere else.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach who using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, I just got confirmation from a listener that the 866 number is working. I didn't know Super Don must have set it up from the road. I'm impressed. I shouldn't be. He's Super Don. That's why he's Super Don. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, on deal all week, never before offered. I believe this is right. I hope I don't get it wrong. My memory, 20% off Echo, the Echo 9 unit this week. That's the molecular hydrogen from Paul Bertier. I'll have to talk with him this week before, because I'm pretty sure that's what he said. And I've never heard him do that. So if you've been wanting the molecular hydrogen in your water, at the Echo 9, 35% more molecular hydrogen than ever before, that's really exciting. And you get it for, I mean, if you finance it, those of you who do those things, I think as little as, I don't know, it was like 23, 30, 19. I don't know. It was just like so ridiculous. So much less than you would spend on bottled water or water delivered to your home every month. So thanks to Paul for that, and all of our supporters and sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, Talk Network, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Epic Times and UK Health Radio across the pond. And the lady that just called from California, she was interesting. I'll have to talk to her again, but I wasn't ready to go on the air with that. It was a very interesting energy technology in terms of healing, and I want to investigate it some more. But thanks for calling in on that. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So I was going to give you an E. coli update. CNN has one, and I thought, okay, E. coli is in the news. It's got to be pointed at Chipotle. No. Health investigators confirm a handful of cases of E. coli have been linked back to chicken salad sold at, no, not Chipotle. They don't have chicken salad, but they do have chicken at Costco. At Costco. Is Costco closing down their deli section? Have you heard anything about that? Are they fumigating? Are they cleaning? They're not doing any of the things Chipotle did. And by the way, the Centers for Disease Control says 19 people have been infected in 7 states, and the majority in the western states again. This is where we saw that. And this has been severe because 2 have developed a type of kidney failure as well, which could be a very severe issue with E. coli. But it's funny, isn't it? Not funny, but you know what I mean, that the CDC can determine the origin point at a Costco, and they don't determine any origin point at a Chipotle, but they keep saying Chipotle, 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 E. coli, E. coli, E. coli, E. coli. Again, I feel the bias. I feel there is a bias against them because they came out against GMOs with all of the work of the Federal Death Administration, FDA, on the issue of, oh, GMOs are the same. Don't say non-GMO because they're not whole organisms. Let's approve the Aqua Bounty booty fish from Canada, genetically engineered, because it's functionally the same. All of these things. I mean, this is payback time to Chipotle. But where's the payback on Costco? And I'm not wishing ill on Costco. Again, they've made organic food affordable for a lot of folks. I don't know how organic it is. I don't have a Costco near me. But a lot of folks I know do get really good deals from Costco on organic food. We just went to our local health food store today to support them, a mom and pop, get some more supplies for the Thanksgiving holiday. And we've ordered an organic turkey, and that'll be coming in. No, actually, I think it's already in, my wife said. So we got some organic sweet potatoes. I'm growing some, but they're not ready to harvest. I harvested another organic tomato from the back as well. We've got some more red peppers that are on the way that'll be ready in time for Thanksgiving. I got some orange peppers, which are fun. That'll be ready probably next week as well. And we continue to watch the growth spurt of our collards in the backyard. Very exciting. I had to add the worm meal, or whatever it's called, worm pellets, whatever. What they do, they eat the soil, digest it, and poop it on out. And, man, that's some potent stuff. Some people have worm tea. But I added that, amended the soil a little bit with that. And, oh, my gosh. In the meantime, at one of the garden shows where I met an organic farmer from Paris. I was from France, not from Paris. And he hooked me up with some other things. I got some more soil amendments for the blueberry bushes that I didn't have in the right kind of soil or not doing well. But talk to someone who's been there and done it. And so I'm switching that over soon as well. And it's very exciting to get reconnected to the earth, to the planet that we're doing our best to destroy, men and women who serve their men and women and children. With the toxic GMO food of the Monsantos of the world. Don't do it. Stop it, women. You can do it. You can do it. You're much more powerful than men. And I'm not talking Ronda Rousey or Mia Hamm or whoever powerful. I'm that way. On another level. Another layer. If you got something to say about that, call me. 866-939-BELL. We got op-ed scheduled. We got a good discussion on Syria, Russia, World War III, climate change. Is it real or phony? I know what's not. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.